AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A party line vote in the House to censure California Democrat Adam Schiff.
For misleading the American public.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
And for conduct unbecoming of an elected member of the House of Representatives.
For saying there was evidence of collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. Schiff says he'll wear it as a badge of honor. The National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents online has pleaded not guilty to federal felony charges, Jack Teixeira facing 6 counts, each punishable by up to 10 years in prison. More violence between Israelis and Palestinians, Karen Chamas explains.
Angry Israeli mourners chanted revenge at a funeral for one of 4 Israelis killed by Palestinian gunmen. The next day, hundreds of settlers marched down to the Palestinian town of Turmus Aya and set fire to cars, homes and trees. In Nablus, several surrounding villages saw cars and buildings also torched by angry Israelis as firefighters fought overnight to extinguish the blazes. The settler attacks come as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced plans to build 1,000 new settler homes in response to the deadly shooting. The settler attacks and Netanyahu's call for more settlements has threatened to further raise tensions after days of deadly fighting in the West Bank. I'm Karen Chamas.
The search continues for that missing sub in the North Atlantic, rescuers hoping underwater noises may lead to it. And the Agriculture Department has approved 2 California firms' bids to sell products known as lab-grown or cultivated meat. Amy Chen of Upside Foods explains it does not come from slaughtered animals.
Cultivated meat, put really simply, is real meat that is grown from animal cells. So if you imagine the meat that we have loved and eaten for tens of thousands of years, the meat that we cultivate is actually biologically the same, but it's made in a whole new way.
This is AP News. Is the IRS getting better at its job? Our Donna Warder examines the question.
The Internal Revenue Service says it's processed tens of millions of tax returns faster this year compared with years past. In a report to Congress, the IRS says the agency cut its backlog of unprocessed paper tax returns by 80% from 13.3 million returns at the end of the 2022 filing season to 2.6 million at the end of the 2023 filing season. And the IRS says it's answering 35% of phone calls, compared with just 11% before. The IRS received $80 billion from climate, health care, and tax legislation signed into law last year by President Joe Biden. That allowed the agency to add IRS employees. Donna Warder, Washington.
Thanks, Donna, and thanks for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy 2 or 3 select major appliances. And when you buy 4 or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.